99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome, my name's Joyce. It's 32 minutes past 12, and we hold it to be worthy of note. So our first hour, we are going to consider, as you know, worthy of note. We want to consider the undercurrent of the situation playing out between Soludo and Peter Obi. I would like to find out what you think today on Worthy of Note. There supposes, or it does quite appear that there might be, there is a political undertone, but I want to find out whether you might be able to extract a further, deeper, more latent undertone in the play out between Peter and Soludo. That's our first hour. Second hour, on language and interpretations, we're going to try to interpret what the social construct of... No, we're going to try to describe... Let me put it this way. We're going to try to determine... By social construct, of course, what the modern good person is. And pardon me by assuming that it's a modern definition. I think definitions change over time. Depending on what the values of the society is at the time, then you have a definition by what the values are or what the ethics are. You get my point? Well, you don't even have. Just look into history. You see that given the times and the seasons, what the people believed in that time influenced their culture. Right? Good. And so this also leads me immediately to a message on WhatsApp right now. And I think the reason I'm not going to ignore it is also because I want you to know that the things that I say to you, you are under no obligation to accept them. And I think I have said this from the very first day I started working with you here, or being the host of the Sunny Side. You are under no obligation to accept the things that I say. But what you're going to do, if you're going to be in conversation with me, is that you're going to at least establish on credible grounds what you believe to be proof for the argument or your stance. I'm going to read this one. So certainly this is a man, I don't know if he's married, but it wouldn't matter. He says, yesterday's response to your assistant on Apostle Paul's teaching on the man being the glory of the woman was not an intelligent one at all. So I don't know what your name is. You don't know what is intelligence in that regard, because Paul was one person in one time, and there were factors that informed culture, and by culture people made their traditions. And so it's intelligent to observe that whatever those factors were then are not what are just not obtainable now. And that's simple. That's not even intelligence. That's actually basic common sense. So I think what you would like for, and which is the reason I read the last message yesterday about 3 o'clock. It does quite appear that men want the privilege to be the ones who approach the woman, because it does something to them. Not because God said so. It does something to your ego. And that we can prove, because when we observe social stamps on women who do that, or women who try to do that, every other backlash is socially informed. Because when a woman does that, she doesn't lose her race to heaven. She's not less of a human person. She's not of less quality. She's nothing but what she is supposed to be. So this is a power tussle. And so men like you would want, you know, women to whom you can exercise your arrogance over. And in the absence of that, you're going to pretty much have an argument. I don't have a problem with your argument. I'm open for arguments. If you have something to say to me, you can always call me. But if you're going to call me, then you're at least going to allow yourself be interrogated. Your logic, not your bias. I don't care for your bias. You have to allow your logic be interrogated. And if I submit something to you, you're not going to just wash it off and say something like, well, there's glory. Don't play yourself. There's no glory there. There's no glory. So I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you. By the way, we're trying to fix up our telephone lines, and it's going to just set us back a little bit, okay? We're going to have that conversation again next week, specifically that conversation, but this time we're going to expand the interrogation of it. God willing, next Tuesday? Yeah, next Tuesday. What we're going to do is we're going to at least superimpose on that logic the fact that if a white woman, if a woman whom you placed value on asked you out, you would melt, you would become butter, you would propagate your value to all of humanity, you would brag about something. Because hold on, think about it psychologically. Have you noticed that in fact, the reasons why some people, even men, so I got a message from a man yesterday who says to me, I like you a lot, but I'm afraid of rejection. Now that's coming from a man. Now women say that the reason they don't also do it is because they're afraid of rejection. So this is not a case of who damns you for doing something. It's how you feel. It's how your move or your effort is interpreted. And for the fear of how you're going to be perceived, then you say, well, I'm not going to do it. So I'm not criticized, or I'm not judged, or I'm not looked down on, and blah, 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 blah. And so if someone whom you placed value on, you know, said, oh, I like you, you're not as critical as you would be over someone whom you thought was a commodity that you could purchase. And that's not even far reaching. It's happening in the world today. So, Tuesday, we'll talk about that. I'd like to go off on another musical break when we come back. Hopefully the telephone lines are restored and we can further the conversation today on the sunny side. Welcome to the show. It's Worthy of Note. The sun rises here. My name's Joyce. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Don't worry, you're going to have your day. So apparently, WhatsApp seems to be kicking off its interest in my earlier submission while I was waiting for the telephone lines to begin working. And while you're at it, just think about the fact that I'm making a case for if more value were placed on the women and the women asked you out, your disposition will be different. It wouldn't be that of arrogance, or in some cases, as you make it appear that you are capable of conferring honor. That thing is laughable. It's so silly. It's so untrue. It's unbelievable that you would like to assume that you're capable to confer honor. Because what you're assuming is that there is something existentially honorable about you by the order of God that only you can place. No man is that good. No man. We'll talk about that next Tuesday. Don't worry, you're going to have your day. But believe me, if you're coming, come straight. Get your arguments together. And you're going to at least attempt to defend how if a woman asks a man out, she has no dignity. Like some of you, I'm not even sure. Some of you say she has no glory. I don't know what you're on about that, but we're going to get to it. So I'm telling you now so you don't forget. Let's talk about Soludo and he had a harangue against Peter Obi, and it's interesting to observe politics sometimes play out before your eyes, particularly if you're like me and you're so uninterested about the game and you wonder where ethics come in, you wonder where their faith come in, you wonder where conscience come in, you wonder where, say, dignity comes in, you wonder where religion comes in. You wonder where some factors that are necessary to be present to influence outcomes come in. And so sometimes, if you're like me, if it's not straight, then you're not interested. If it's not clear, then you don't want to really talk about it. Okay, so it's lengthy. And it's interesting because I think that's a part of the entire thesis by Soludo that I would like to share. I mean, I wish you would read it for yourself just so that you can understand first his position and then just to help with the And I'm trying not to be, I'm not going to try to sensationalize a conversation, because there's a part in all of this where he refers to supporters of the presidential candidate of the Labour Party as, well, he uses the term Hitler. So it would specifically be referring to, I don't know now if it's the people he really wants to go at or it's OB he's going at. He uses the term Hitler. And if anyone is full aware of, I think Hitler signifies something that one has no fair, godly considerations towards because of what he had done, not just to the Jews, but also pretty much how history has shifted somewhat, would say. Shifted somewhat just because of the trampoline of one and then the exaltation of the other. It's very gory. And then there's also what happened in the Congo. Like, I think like Hitler is bad, but there are also other very, very bad guys. All right, so we're going to step away from that. I think I want to highlight the fact that he says that during one of the meetings. And it's necessary to highlight that because it kind of just gives some seasoning to the core of the conversation. He says, and I quote, during our meeting, I reminded him of my proposal to him to come and contest under the APGA, that's APGA. More importantly, I told him, possibly to his surprise, that I did not make the proposal in the belief that he will win in 2023, but that it would give us the opportunity to get our people organized as a beginning force with him leading the effort since I was busy as governor. Let's stop there. I think that pretty much is fat in itself. So I'm going to read that again. I reminded him of my proposal to him to come and contest under APGA. More importantly, I told him, possibly to his surprise, that I did not make the proposal in the belief that he would win in 2023, but that it would give us the opportunity to give people, to get our people organized as a bargaining force with him leading the effort since I was busy as governor. We're just going to end the quote there. And so it seems as though that, and maybe this is how politics work, and maybe on one hand, politics is about clout, politics is about money, politics is about influence, and all of that has to come first before the people come in, because maybe these are the fingers on the gloves of the puppet master to kind of get the ball rolling, you know? Yeah, because one of the many issues that arose earlier on was that, for example, Peter didn't have strong, the Labour Party specifically didn't have, and it's still quite a note that you might hear in some circles for those who think that he stands no chance. Now, in the news this morning, well, first, I think the last few days, quite a number of people have, you know, put out reactions, how they felt about it. And I remember all of this pretty much emerged because the professor, Soludo, actually had an interview a few days prior where he said that the investments made by Peter Obi were pretty much worth next to nothing. And I think I saw some comments on social media saying, well, maybe that's how investments work. After all, while you were the governor, you advised people to buy shares, and today the shares are equally worth next to nothing. So, well, maybe these are political arguments, you see. But then the Ohanezes, the Igbo community elders, pretty much are in the news this time around, and they actually frown at what Soludo said, pretty much putting out in public view. You might find it entertaining, specifically, one, if you love politics. You might find it entertaining if you'd like a contrary point of view and maybe another argument to what pretty much is all over social media at this point. So now the Apex Igbo Social Cultural Organization, Ohanaeze Ndigbo, has reacted angrily to the Anambra Governor Chukwuma Soludo's diatribe against Peter Obi, the Labour Party candidate. It said that Soludo ruled Peter out of the presidential race, declaring that the Labour Party candidate was merely catching a cruise. What I find very interesting is that the Ohanaeze scribe who spoke to one of the dailies said that based on the unjust development, the group have dragged the governor to two famous divinities and deities. And I thought that was a little funny, to be honest. I'm thinking, why? But maybe that's exactly what they believe in. And so they're saying that they have taken him to a deity in Mbise and another deity in Arochukwu. And maybe this is, I don't know what it is. They eventually advised him to face his duties being a governor of Anambra State and ignore Peter Obi, who is not in contention against him. They pretty much say that whatever he put out there was just ridiculous, unreasonable, and premature. There was no locus for the governor's outburst, and the sanctions against Soludo to face Igbo deities will serve as a detriment or deterrent to Southwest politicians who have been hired by enemies of Indigo. And it's interesting that they frown, because many people have said it doesn't quite seem or doesn't quite appear that there's a lot of support coming from the eastern part of the country for Peter Obi's aspiration to be president. And so, I watched the presidential debate, and I even had to watch it again. Anambra State debate from last year, Soludo and two other gentlemen. And he did quite say that he referenced some of the, particularly the poverty rate in Anambra State, and he said by Peter Obi's doings that Peter was able to get Anambra poverty rate down, pretty much. It's safe to assume that Peter did such a good job that poverty in the state reduced drastically. Something that he thought was, in fact, at least as far as the argument went, to his benefit. He put that argument out as an advantage to his stance and why he thought he was the better candidate to be governor of Anambra State. And so you would actually find that particular debate on YouTube. I think it's necessary for you to watch it. But then when you consider politics, you consider the game, you consider that maybe Peter didn't do as he was told, and as a trader, maybe the fanfare that comes along with his name is probably unexpected. But Soludo might have an argument. Well, let's find out what you think about the situation, the development, and whether you think that there is an undercurrent here. So for me, I think we're trying to establish whether there is a latent emotion that is emerging from Soludo's language, an outburst. Or maybe it's not an outburst, maybe it's a position, a point of view, something that he said he gave in good faith until he pretty much had to bring in the obedient crowd into the conversation, and all of that was quite an opportunity for him to harangue Peter Obi. So we're going to go off on a break. When we come back, I want to find out what you think about this development. It's quite interesting, particularly if you consider everything that's happening now, from Tinubu to Atiku to Peter Obi. So off on a break. When we come back, the conversation is here on the Sunny Side. A 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. It's about a minute before it's 1 o'clock. I'm expecting loss to the headlines in the absence of that. We're going to kick off the conversation. After the conversation, we're going to play the one-shot game. Conversation, we're going to, in another 45 or an hour from now. So you don't want to miss it. You have an opportunity to win some Nigeria Info money. I'd ask you a question and you would have just 5 seconds, and guaranteed I'll give you an option, or I'll give you options. So I'll ask the question. You have 5 seconds to answer. If after 5 seconds you don't have an answer, you're not the winner. If after before 5 seconds you give me an answer, then you win. Good luck to you. And that would happen in about 45 to an hour from now. All right. So, I was looking for the audio clip that I wanted to share with you, the part where Soludo pretty much credited the decrease in poverty rate in a number of states to Peter Obi. But Peter Obi had a response yesterday, which I also think one must then at this point consider how temperate he is, because politics can really be crazy. I think maybe one of the rules of politics is we go out there, we disagree, we go at each other, but after the argument, we come back and we shake hands as brothers. Like, it's a very weird thing. For someone who likes it, are we fighting or are we not fighting? If it's a fight, it's a fight. If we're not fighting, then let's not act like we're fighting, right? So politics is very tricky, and it's certainly not for me. Okay, so Peter Obi put out a comment. Well, I'll say a response to, and it's a very, for me, okay, type response. But it's also very funny. And one might think, well, there is an undertone here. It's on social media. And I think this is the part that's actually worthy. Hold on a second. This is the part that's actually just worth noting. So, unworthy of note. Take the volume down, please. Thank you.
When you spread your investment, some will go up, some will come down, but overall, the company is still there, the company is still doing well, it's still part of a global chain and everything. I needed to explain it, not because I'm defending comment by my brother. My brother is the brother, I remember my brother, we're very close, I remain prayerful for him. Of other things which I didn't succeed, God has given him opportunity to do it and succeed. For me, yes. So if there's anything pending, governance, you don't finish. People are still in government in America. So you stop where you stop. Other people will continue from there. I don't look back. It's
just a moment. Yeah, and here, the furtherance of this thought is, I don't look back. I am a trader. He's a professor. It's expected of him now to do better. Mm. And, you know, if words were ammunition, I think this would be like one of that one where it's like, oh, yeah, you think I didn't do so good? It reminded me of something that happened between my mom and I. It's like, well, you think I'm not so good? Well, you do better. Welcome to the show. Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190-Nigeria Info. And then 01465-7190. Please, we'll like the women to call. So remember, unworthy of notes, we're trying to find out what is objective and then what is subjective. So the Ohanes Ndibo believe that Soludo is pretty much maybe not as pleased as a brother would to another brother who's a traitor and has emerged a presidential candidate with clout. Others suggest, well, this is just a political disposition. And, you know, as Soludo says, it's my opinion, it's my stance, this is how I feel. But the Igbos insist that this is premature, it's immature, it's ridiculous that you would put out something like that against your own brother. So let's find out what you think about it on Worthy of Note. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the show. Can you hear us? Believe me, these lines have been fixed. Hello, please try again, okay? Thank you. You're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello? No. Okay, I think I'm going to have to fetch the engineers again just so that they can reevaluate, because the phone lines are ringing. I sincerely do apologize that I cannot hear you, but this is hardly even a glitch. I think maybe one wire is not present. Talking about the engineers, he emerges like a phantom. Thank you. All right, so in the meantime, I'll just go to WhatsApp. WhatsApp messages.
All right, so this guy says, when I see politicians describe online trolls for this election, I just laugh. I wish some people can change their Twitter location to USA and see how politicians are peppering trolls and how trolls hit back. The Democrats and Republicans and how they hurt online. We are learning here. We just start there. If you talk anyhow, you might just possibly be stoned in public as a politician.
Where? In the U.S.? No. Oh, come on. They don't. No. Even with the Trump situation, like, you don't get stoned in public. It's a liberal society, and they're rather tolerant of each other, if you ask me. All right, who else is there?
All Soludo in some light is very right. Tinubu is the foremost runner because of the structural foundation of the Yoruba side of APC and how he has leveraged that as a favor to the northern end of the APC. How can Obi, an Igbo candidate, run without coalescing with the third largest party on paper and the largest movement on the Igbo people politically? The rest, he said, was just pure envy. About the confusion on enemies and friends in politics, let me clarify. Politics is a sport. Just that the results of this sport have real-life implications. Bow from Ikorodu.
Thank you very much. It says politics is a sport, but the sport has real-life implications. Then it's not a sport anymore. It's like if I gamble with healthcare money and you call that a sport, and then your son gets sick, and then there are no doctors to attend to him. That's not a sport anymore. Well, look, thank you. It's confusing, believe me. Hello. Welcome. We're on WhatsApp.
Yeah, we have WhatsApp.
The telephone lines?
Yeah.
So, thank you for calling. The engineers are practically on your ears. They'll fix this in a moment. Now, is that the closest?
Good afternoon.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Yes, engineers, thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome.
I keep my name without. I am not an Igbo man, but I have a very close fellow that taught me a song. An Igbo song.
Okay.
Listen to it. Ewo munangwane solijaya, ijoka potanu zolengwane ya, ifajuna lelanyi, ewo munangwane solujaya, soluda potanu zolengwane ya.
Can you translate? I'm so... Yeah, that's... How is this helpful to all of humanity? How have you helped mankind? Oh, we're off on a break. We're back. That brother is... Well, he's going to call back. Hello, welcome to the show. You're on the sunny side. What did he mean?
Hello, good afternoon, Joy.
Afternoon, thank you for calling Nigeria Info.
Longest time. My name is Jacob.
Welcome, Jacob. Good to have you close by.
Yeah, Joy. Joy, you know, what I want to say about this Soludo and our incoming president to be, by God's grace, Mr. Peter Obi. You know, Joy, the truth of the matter, I was born and brought up in the North, but as in, if I notice something about Igbos, it's like they are the problem of themselves. Yes, come on, Joyce. As in, why will you blame Peter Obi? As in, you that are there now, focus on your own self. The only person that the only governor that didn't look like governor in Nigeria is Soludo.
Why?
Seriously, the man doesn't look like governor.
Why?
Yes,
because he's
like
a professor, or he's a how?
About professor for where? Professor in his pocket. What has he offered since he entered? What has he offered to the people of Anambra State?
Well, he just came in now. He's going to get
and
himself
then, so
together.
Then he do his best. After he do his best, then he can now yap it. Will be not that you'll be yapping our man for what?
Oh, okay. All right.
I beg, let them leave this man for us. I beg, please.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, if you love politics and you understand Soludo's stance, well, I guess you're at liberty to also put forward a case for him. Peter Obi has said, well, I'm a traitor. I probably didn't do as good as you would expect. But now, I mean, given that you're a professor, here is your opportunity to... He put it mildly. That's the thing about temperate people. He's like, well, yeah, you could do better. Now you have to do better. In fact, from that statement, I'm... extracting the fact that Soludo has to outdo Peter to prove that Peter can be negligible. Welcome to the sunny side. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Jake.
Thank you. Speak up for us. You tell us your name and you go ahead.
My name is Faith. I'm coming from Ibadan.
Okay.
Yes. I think no matter what Soludo's reservations are, he shouldn't have said that, considering that he's a public figure, so many people look up to him.
There are no heroes. Isn't that a problem? There are no heroes. What do you mean look up to him? There are no heroes.
Yes, even if he's not, he shouldn't have said that. Considering that so many people are looking up to him.
Yeah.
At least, okay, let's try to translate all the former caller said.
Oh, okay.
The song he sang. Yes, it was the song was something like, I and my brother went to the market, and then on coming back, my brother sold me, or I sold my brother.
Okay, but so, like, okay. So Peter?
Sell people a bit off, yeah. That's the translation, yes.
Oh.
So I don't think he should have said that, no matter what his reservations, but they are still brothers. Just as he said, politics is tricky. It's a tricky game.
Yeah, somehow,
so,
man. All right.
Yes, we
thank
don't
you.
Really know what you do behind the scenes. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. So these are brothers who are at each other in public. So it's like, where does brotherhood come in? Like, at what point should this brotherhood have a gelling, a form of synergy? Let's find out. Hello, welcome to the show. What do you think about the outplay between Obi and Saludo? Thank you. Good afternoon to you.
My lovely sister, Jack Onyemo. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is calling from Ikeja.
Fine.
You see, Joy, first of all, why I'm not happy first is that because I'm an Igbo man. I'm from the Southeast.
Okay.
That's number one. And secondly, it's very unfortunate that the so-called educated one in Igbo land is acting more not even educated than even the ones who are educated in Igbo land. I am telling you, if you go to Igbo land today, the ones who cooperate more is the ones, in quotes, not educated, than the ones who are educated. It's very unfortunate.
So what do you think is the underbelly? Is this power? Is this jealousy?
That is exactly what is happening in Igbo land now. Because the ones, they say they're educated, they want to correct that mistake of the so-called rich and educated ones, in quotes, have refused to do it.
Mm.
And let's leave that one apart, you and my sister. I've seen this just big and jealousy. That's what he is doing to Obi. But God pass him. Because even know that even in such a way, who is Obi that fast? How can he tell us that we are playing game? Obi knows he's going to win. In what sense? Now, they say we are noisemakers in social media. We are in the street protesting. They don't allow us. Okay, give our man, Sajjan, to do our rally. They refuse. And again, so Ludo is living the past. Do you know why? Nigeria of today is different than Nigeria of yesterday. We want to take our country back. The only thing I'm pleading, I'm begging for INEC and security agencies, this, please, give us a free and fair election and let the security agencies and this work. Let us enter the field, I'm not going to win. We want to take our country back. And so, though, I didn't even know where he started being a prophet. It's only God knows who's going to win this election next year, not Soludo. So why is he trying to get us the obedience? I don't want to get our candidate, and I love what Obi said, because the wise man, we don't have time for this jealousy talk. He said that he ruled Anambra as a businessman, right? You now, as a professor, in quotes, as he just said, okay, you should also go and ruin Anambra as a professor. Let's say it goes. And I didn't like what you said.
Thank you very much for calling. Pardon me, we have to actually allow for other people to call in and interject, particularly supporters for or against any candidate. Hello, welcome to the show. You're on the sunny side.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, ma.
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay, sister. Because of what you read for us, according to what Sulu just said, I don't think that the P2P is an SNDable that I termed as selfish, like people that is National Assembly that they fight them for their own rights.
Huh?
In every season of election, there is what you call political propaganda talk. Even if it's not fair, they want to come and rule Nigeria. They will tell us, after all, he said, God, if it's my wish, I will send the God to pass me by. Let me tell you, P2P cannot bring sentimentality and trying to cajole Igbos to Abga. I'm not an Abga. I'm not every Igbo that is an Abga. So I don't know who is pushing Soludo. I don't know who is pushing Soludo. It is the same to be that 2 months ago, senior advocate of GSS, Keyamo, tell us that P2P was planning his own attack. They now, GSS never carried Keyamo. They now, we never hear the last part of that statement. So there must be propaganda talk in every season of election.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Thank you. So I also want to point out that according to Soludo, he states rather matter-of-factly that Peter Obi knows that he cannot and won't win. He knows the game he is playing, and we know too. And he knows that we know the game he is playing is the main reason he didn't return to Abga. So it does quite appear that and which I think we must give Soludo credit for. He states rather boldly that the only reason he told Peter Obi to run on the APGA platform is because he knew that Obi wouldn't win, and he would wanted to use Obi for clout for APGA. But he seems to be frowning at the fact that Obi now has clout, but the clout is not for APGA. So, worthy of note, is it possible that there is an element of power, maybe control, or there is it possible that Obi has brought on a certain level of disbelief to what might be the usual political patterns? Think about that, because psychologically, it plays out in human relationships, and we'll get there in a moment. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon to you. Hello, can you hear us? Hello? Make it back. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. We're Nigeria Info. Make it back. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for calling. Tell us your name.
Yeah, this is a light on for me today.
Great.
On the issue of Peter Obi
and Soludo. Yeah.
Really, I'm a Yoruba man.
Okay.
I'm a Yoruba man.
Sure.
Soludo is just fooling himself, I'm sorry to say.
Why?
He cannot perform. At least somebody has been there already after Peter Obi left.
Mm-hmm.
He should leave Peter Obi alone. He came in as central bank governor. He failed.
So why would you say he failed? Why would you say he failed? There's no.
Is he not the one that brought polymer notes?
How is that failure?
He introduced contract into CBN.
How is that failure? Maybe the intents were good. Maybe that's what happens in every investment idea. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. That's not necessarily failure.
No. He should leave Obi alone.
Okay.
Yeah, he should leave Obi alone and apologize publicly.
Oh,
yes, he has to.
Okay.
He has to apologize publicly.
Wow. Fantastic. That's a call then. A call to Soludo to lay forward an apology, extend an apology to Peter. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hi, Jay.
Hello. You have to speak up for us. Welcome. It's good to have you here. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
My name is Mercy.
Uh-huh. Speak up, honey.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I'm listening. Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. On the issue of Peter
Obi
and
Soludo.
Well, I think Soludo is just scared.
Scared?
In these 36 days that we have in Nigeria, we divided into two. It is either a CDP or an APC state.
Okay.
But he's not scared. He's the only person in Africa. So he feels that if Peter Obi had represented Africa, then there would have been hope because of the crowd and then the masses want change of government.
Mm-hmm.
Because Obi did not come with for APGA. I think that's the issue that he has.
Sorry, you said because Peter didn't run on APGA platform, that's his pain, right?
Yeah, when I read his article, that was all that I got.
Oh, lost her. Thank you very much. We'll do one more call and then go to WhatsApp. You're on the sunny side. We're trying to make sense of what might be the underbelly between Peter and Soludo. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead. You're Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
We're with you. I can hear you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. This is Joy calling.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to talk about Soludo and Obi.
Mm-hmm.
You remember what happened in the Bible? When David, they asked for all the children for Samuel, when Samuel came, did they provide David? They did not now. And when David come to the battlefield, he bring food for his senior ones.
Mm-hmm.
See what the way the elderly one attack David. So all I see, all this one is jealousy. You know, there are people in this country that want our ancestors will continue to rule us. They were not happy with Obi.
Mm.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Now, to put it forward, Soludo says he is not jealous of Peter because he told Peter to come run for presidency on APGA. But the same gentleman says that to Peter's surprise, the only reason he told Peter to run was because he didn't expect Peter to win. So it seems as though whatever this is, I don't even have a name for it, but this is quite a buzz. But whatever this is, it seems as though Soludo is somewhat disappointed that this is not happening for party. So, should Soludo exalt party over brotherhood, particularly because he says, well, this is my brother, and it seems as though the brother is maybe achieving the same goal, but just not on the same platform. Well, yeah, we'll hear from you. Well, not on the Abgar platform. Afternoon to you.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you.
Sandra.
Pardon?
I mean...
My name is Joyce. Thank you. Hello. You're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. What's your name?
Yeah. My name is John.
Welcome, John.
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Thank you for calling.
My happiness is that he did not accuse Peter Obi that he stole Anambra's money. That is my happiness.
Okay.
And the good thing that Obi have answered him yesterday, and they have told him that governance is a continuous process. He have finished his own. He left for him as a professor to do more than what Obi have done. So I think this is in the social media should end. Obi have given answer to all of this. You know, Obi is our next president. How I wish Osibanjo contested. I'm telling you, would have been a good politics competition. You'll find out a lot of people guys would have even voted for Osibanjo more than even Obi. But because Obi is the best so far, how I wish, what his name, Ojo's Akalo came up. Majority of the Igbo people would have voted for Tinubu more than Ojo's Akalo. That's the way we vote.
Okay.
But Obi have become a national test now. So, just salute the... What's his name? He's just wasting his time. Let's end it this way.
Thank you.
We have answered him. He's our next president.
Thank you very much for calling. I think I can afford... No, I can't actually afford another message which I wanted to read. So I'll go for a break when I come back. You are on the sunny side on Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. We'll be right back. We're right back. It's worth hearing. It's worthy of note on the sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Here is Soludo.
Saying things that I the economy did. Let me tell you, for the records, Anambra State has the lowest unemployment of any state in Nigeria at 13%. National Bureau of Statistics, not Anambra State numbers. Anambra State has poverty rate declined from 53% under Peter Obi.
Oh, you must pardon me. So I think I'm going to take that back a little bit just so that...
Let me tell you, for the records... Anambra State has the lowest unemployment of any state in Nigeria at 13%. National Bureau of Statistics, not Anambra State numbers. Anambra State has poverty rate declined from 53% under Peter Obi to 14.78 as at last year. National Bureau of Statistics.
All right, so I think that's actually the core of the message. But actually, this happened under Abga. And so it seems as though maybe we have to now actually stretch this conversation and introduce a lateral aspect to it. Do you think that Peter should have run on Abga platform so as to concentrate both clout and effort in the East? And when I say clout and effort, you know what I mean, because this is symbolic political party emerging from the East, that. But you also have to consider that Soludo said that he didn't quite give Peter the credit to be capable of what might be a surprise at this point. And so, in choosing leaders and in paying attention to politics, you stumble on pitfalls, on arrogance, you stumble on political language or political correctness, you stumble on what is referred to as brotherhood, which leaves me confused, to be honest, because, like, we're brothers. It's like, but wait, is that your brother if he comes at you like that in public? But maybe that's how politics works. But Peter has said, well, I didn't do so good. Now you do better. Is there something else on the line here? Should Peter have done as he was told? Or is Peter a little too reaching that he chose to single out his ambition so that whatever is happening right now is not quite a comfortable reality for a few people, and Soludo might just be one of them, and probably Soludo is just the most outspoken of them, or the one who thought, well, I'm just going to say something, I'm not going to just sit down here in silence. And remember, the beginning of his literary piece, he goes, history calls and I won't be silent. So I think he's not the only person who thinks that this should have been an Igbo thing, as against whatever it is right now. Hey, welcome to the show. Let's talk. You're on Nigeria Info. Hey, welcome. How are you doing?
Good afternoon.
Thank you for calling.
My name is Olumuyiwa, calling from Nigeria.
Great.
It is so saddening that some people are following blindly to see the message in what Soludo said.
Okay.
Soludo was formerly a CBN governor. He's not ordinary person. He's one of the airlines in the East. So, and he was even speaking for some airlines underground that people don't know. That just say, I'm obedient. How many airlines, I mean people that can penetrate into the angle, into the rooms, into the kitchen of those that are ruling us. How many that are like in the Igbo land that are supporting Peter Obi? Now, Soludo was coming out and said, you, Peter Obi, you came as a governor under Afghan. You even promised you not leave the party. Now, assuming you come from the same party, whether you even win or you are not win is another thing. But people will have accepted this party worldwide. If you are talking about APC today, you can even, before you think about Buhari, you think about Tinubu. And if you are talking about PDP, before you think about any other person, you think about Obasanjo and Atiku. So Soludo was saying, as my brother, you will have start from here. Even if you don't win, you have make our party worldwide accepted. So people are just throwing stones to Soludo without thinking. Now, second thing is that you accuse somebody that you didn't do well. And you come out and say, I accept. So if you accept that you didn't do well, how will you do well as a president? I am not speaking again, Peter Obi. But what I'm saying is that people can't just speak call or go to internet and start lambasting Soludo without thinking logically.
Okay, no, so there's an error. Pardon me. There's an error to your interpretation that you are saying that he admits that he didn't do well. No, he's not admitting that he's doing well. He is conceding to an argument. That's not saying that he didn't do well. He's saying, if you say I didn't do well, then you do better. That's not consent. That's not saying I've lost. That's not what it is.
That response is not really accepted way. That's
really?
The way you will have put it, yes?
Okay, we'll find
My
out.
My brother, you say I didn't do well. Can you point out to the public the area I didn't do well? Is it security? Is it economic? Is it education?
One.
Is it social?
Okay.
Is it what?
Okay.
Then let him come out. Let it be an argument that people will learn from.
Fantastic.
Okay, if I didn't do well in the security, what do you think we can do? As a governor now, I can support you.
Yeah, but
do well
Peter Obi
area.
Not on his cabinet, so Peter Obi cannot be saying, what can we do well? Soludo is governor now. You see that? So Soludo is at the helm of affairs in Anambra State. Peter is not on his cabinet.
So, yes.
Okay.
I started by saying Soludo is one of the airlights. It is somebody you can't push away. It's somebody you can't write off. So now, this election that is less than 4 months now, after the election, all our eyes will clear.
Okay, hold
but
on now.
Let Soludo, let Peter Obi carry on those that can penetrate into the kitchen of those that can determine our destiny in Nigeria.
Okay, hold
that
on a
is
second.
My point.
Given that Peter Obi, you know, is running on the Labour Party,
so,
do you think this is a wrong decision? You think
it's
he should
a wrong
have still
decision
done it?
Because you, Peter Obi, came out as Abga for president. You promised you won't leave. Now, some people that they are now carrying something that will tarnish your image, that okay. Why are you not starting from the Abga? You
no, he doesn't
somebody.
Tarnish his image. This is a disagree. This is merely a political argument. It's not an image matter.
It's a political argument.
Yeah.
But you can see the way it's going.
Okay.
But let Peter Obi, please, he may be listening. Let Peter Obi, my point, just one, people will remember. Let Peter Obi go and beg. And less people that can penetrate into the kitchen, although that can tell us that nobody will come out tomorrow, I will not come out.
Thank
somebody
you.
Can say that.
Did you just say go and beg? So I'm going to scream if I get one more groveling human around here. go and beg for what? Wait, how are you interpreting this thing? Maybe that's the essence of the conversation on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Welcome. Tell me your name. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Remember, when you call the radio station, you must turn up the volume of your radio set. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, my name is Lola from Ikorodu.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
No, I'm sorry. No, please turn off your radio and then you call me back, all right? Because I'm getting some interference. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Joyce.
Good afternoon.
I think... Can you hear me?
I'm with you, yes.
So I think...
What's your name?
Just wants to shine. My name is Rachel. I'm from Suleri.
Thank you for calling.
The guy just wants to shine because... It seems the way Obi is progressing. Okay, I think he's going to leave Abka and go to like another party.
Mm-hmm.
It's his choice. So I don't see why Toledo is being... I don't know. The guy, like, he just needs to chill. Let him just leave with Obi. Like, it's not necessary.
Okay.
That's the thing. It's not just necessary at all. That's just my point.
Do you think Peter made a wrong choice leaving Abka and running on a different platform? Because that seems to be one solid contention here that's established. Thank you very much. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Hello? I cannot...
Hello, Jason.
Oh, real quick. Yeah, good to have you here. Thank you. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Uh-huh. Good afternoon. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, for me, no matter what you have said, you are expected to do your own bit as a governor. While he was a governor, he did his own bit. And... this guy that just spoke last is saying that people are not thinking logically. He shot himself somehow. Why would you come up? Were you there? Have you been to Anambra? Were you part of Peter Obi's cabinet?
Are okay.
You, can you hear me?
I'm with you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. When he was a governor, he's the only governor that just studied that every student as a then had his phone number that will communicate with him and he would tell him, this is what we need, and they will make sure they have it. As at then, what was the, which of these schools got the highest pass marking by EC? Was it not in that number under P2B? Which governor has ever done that? Mm. You know, if we continue to count these, count things he has done, yeah, you might say he has not done 100%, but this is
okay, now hold on. Soludo would appear to suggest, pardon me, yes? I get all your credits for Peter, but Soludo would prefer to, would love to suggest that Peter should have done whatever is happening right now on the Abga platform.
On the Abga platform.
Uh-huh.
You know, they also have their own candidate. And he also debunked, I think, his own word on their candidate didn't go well. Because he's trying to say we only have two horse race. You understand? That's
okay.
The APC, the two leading parties.
Uh-huh.
I think from my own view or observation, is I think he's having a tilt or a love for one of those candidates. In case maybe they win, he might have...
It might not even be love. Apparently, he says, and I quote, during our meeting, I reminded him of my proposal to him to come and contest under Abga. More importantly...
A man who has principle, right? Uh-huh. Always go with his principle. That party, you know, they have their own ways and principles. Just like when P2B was in PDP, he expected that they would have done the right thing by shifting the...
And then he left.
And he saw that they were... This is a party that does not stand on their word. You don't expect a man to continue with a party that does not follow the their promise.
Okay, no, it might not even be that. But now, for example, Soludo placed a limitation on Peter. He said something. He says, I don't even think if you run on Abga, you would win. But at least you would have given us the clout. So is Peter supposed to have yielded to that limitation?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Thank you very much for calling. We're going to go to WhatsApp right now. So this is also it's necessary that we establish a certain level of psychological undertone here. Soludo says that he knew that Peter would not win on Abga. Peter wants to believe that he can win. And then he goes around, you know, this whole campaign, following whatever personal principles he has, and then chooses to sidestep. Maybe not sidestep. He just chose something other than what might have been the discussion between himself and Soludo. Do you think Peter, has done something to offend Soludo that's justifiable, being that he didn't run on Abga? And should Peter have sidestepped that limitation placed on him, because that is, to me, a very unbelievable limitation you would place on someone. Because, but then again, maybe it's a justifiable, objective reality for Abgar that Abgar didn't quite have the clout. And as such, if Peter were to run on Abgar, Soludo thought, no, you can't win. But here, Soludo, Peter is saying, I can do this differently. How dare he? Welcome to the show, WhatsApp.
All right. Elder Godwin says, it's a total blackmail from Soludo with the following points. He never recognized the investment made by Obi. He attacked Obi based on the reactions of Obi supporters. He said Obi cannot win. He lied on poverty rate of Anambra under Obi. He said Obi was, in quote, investing when people are hungry, etc. Everything in their piece, in that piece, is meant to demarket Obi. Please, Joyce, find time to read the piece written by the former pro-chancellor of UNN who made Soludo a prof. His position on this Soludo thoughtless write-up should be the position of every reasonable Igbo person. He must apologize to Nigerians and the Igbo nation in particular.
Thank you. Please, if you're on Twitter, could you tag me to the piece, Joyce Onyemowa on Twitter? I'd love to read it because I think I want to understand the underbelly of all of this. Well, welcome to the show then. Another message?
Yeah. This one says, good day, Joyce. I thank God Peter Obi did not accept to contest under APGA. Had he done that, many would have taken him as Igbo president. He was so wise. Uchenna from Ikoyi.
Thank you very much, Uchenna, for calling. Another WhatsApp message. Then we'll go to the telephone line.
Peter Obi defeated Soludo in his second term as governor. Soludo believes he's better than everyone, but Obi deflated his ego in 2009. Yesterday, Obi justified why he's the best candidate in 2023. People would throw stones at obedience and expect us to keep mute. Shetima and Co are still insulting Obi, but no one is reprimanding him.
I've not seen any insults, though. Come on now, don't make this any more complex than it already is. Because between Obi and Peter, for the sake of heaven, it's not clear. Except that now, one, people are saying, it's jealousy, it's arrogance. He thinks, I'm a professor, maybe I'm more deserving of the clout than Peter. I mean, for heaven's sake, he said Peter couldn't win. Isn't it the people who determine politics? Maybe not. Maybe something else. We'll find out your position on the Sunny Side Nigeria Info. Make it back. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Johnny.
Thank you. My name's Joyce. Yes, it's good to have you here. Tell me your name. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Godwin, calling from Lafayette, Loshoro.
You're taking your time. You don't have that.
Thank you. Yes, today show at hand. It will be... In fact, he's a man of honor. And even though in his hometown, Soludo was supposed to be one of the elders that's supposed to package, do whatever, it turned out that way. And it will be adorned in his school. And that shows the quality of the personality of Obi. It shows the maturity in P2P. It shows the leadership quality, not the rulership in P2P. And to me, the problem I see in Soludo is that he is suffering from political fashoko. You understand me?
No, I don't.
It's the sickness that is affecting him. And by the grace of God, is he saying that the two major presidential candidates, Atiku and Jagapan, is he preparing two of them better of Obi?
Huh?
With the situation that is practically still all over, is he saying that Nigeria in the hand of these two mentioned presidential candidates, Atiku and Asiraju, is he saying that two of them are better to handle this country with the situation we all know?
That's a question you're leaving me with, one I do not have an answer for, but maybe I'll come back with something worth thinking about. We'll be right back on Worthy of Note. Nigeria Info, Worthy of Note, beautiful Wednesday afternoon, 47 minutes past 1 p.m. All right, so, my brother, but it's not clear. Welcome. Well, maybe that's how politics works. Maybe they're intense. Maybe the intent can be political, but the brotherhood relationship is intact. and maybe I can feel something and come at you with any excuse available, or maybe I really have justification for my stance. Well, the Igbo community, its elders within that community, have taken the Anambra State governor before the gods. That's hilarious. But maybe that's exact. Maybe they're so serious that they think we need to take him before the gods, and this would serve as something against anyone who would come out and speak against a brother. I think it's frightening on one hand. I think it's comical on the other hand. And I'm in sheer disbelief. I'm thinking if the elders think, well, whatever brotherhood you have going on, we'll take you before the gods. And maybe they would do something to hold you back or shut you up. It's like, it's that serious. Yes, it is. Let's find out what you have to say about it. We're on WhatsApp.
This guy says, okay. As much as I don't like any of the candidates, I love Obi's response. All these politicians will keep saying what we want to hear, but at the end of the day, they do what they truly have in mind, which is to care about their family alone. Afenifere fighting because of Tinubu, their brother. Igbo people disagreed because of Obi, and none of the Northerners are fighting. And we're wondering why they keep dominating the seat. This one says, hi Joyce, please correct this. Peter Obi is not coming as the president of the Igbos. He's coming as the president of Nigeria. People should stop making it sound like he's coming as the president of the Igbos.
Oh, pardon me. Nobody has suggested it. It's not even my opinion. I'm suggesting from the submission made by Soludo that he wanted Obi to run. In fact, I'm reading verbatim what Soludo wrote on his piece, where he states that Peter Obi should have run on the Abgar platform. And he then adds to that saying that he knew that Peter couldn't win. In fact, he states it twice on that piece, that Peter even knows that he can't win. And he says, Peter is playing a game. We know he's playing a game. I told him to run on Abgar. I was sure he wasn't going to win. And it's like, hold on a second. So let's look at this psychologically. Then maybe Peter must have done something against the perceived egotistical hierarchy to have stepped away. And so that's when you look at the way hierarchies work, right? So someone says, you're my brother, let's come together, let's do this. And then you step away and they're so offended that they minimize all of your effort. Like, they're so pissed at what you have done. Because one would think, well, if that's really your brother and he's saying, okay, I'm from the East and I want to run for the president of Nigeria, one would assume rather quickly that, well, okay, so even though the ticket wasn't zoned, well, it seems as though there is a fair, there's a good opposition in this run. He doesn't even have to win. It just has to make a statement, right? Good. But your brother is so offended that the Igbo elders have to take him before two gods, assuming that one is not enough. Welcome to the show. Let's talk. Hello, how are you? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, thank you. Go ahead.
This is Mr. Afan.
Great.
You see, nothing good comes to him. And the one philosophy says that man was undergo difficulties before he takes the ability. Yes, even Peter on his own, from the Holy Book, from the Bible.
Hey.
It was not that easy. Now, did you know when the pressure come, where Peter carried his sword and cut off his ear?
Peter cut off his son's ear?
Peter from the Holy Book, from the Bible.
He
now
cut off his son's ear?
He cut off somebody's ear.
Oh, but not his son. Okay.
So, even in the Bible, it was not easy. And Peter has been there. And he fought to the last.
Is Peter Obi supposed to run this thing outside Abga, in your opinion?
What is Abga? What is LUP? Even LUP is worldwide than Abga. And Peter Obi is that kind of man that has faith inside his brain. They know that this Abga cannot carry him along. And he reasoned this thing wisely and went to Labour Party. Today he's booming. Now, Soludo is thinking that you could have followed Abga.
He even said that he wasn't going to win under Abga. He even said it in his piece.
Did you know when the devil takes Jesus Christ to a mountain?
Leave Jesus out of this.
It will drop from that place that I'm going to give you all of all these things. And that you are going to set angels that will catch you on the guard. Definitely, he knows that he will, he's not setting anybody that will catch Jesus. He wants Jesus to fall from that place and crash.
So are you saying that when a person places a limitation on you, you should disappoint them by stepping away?
You can stand on your own leg as just like as you are now.
Seems like...
Is it possible for a human being to deceive you? Human being, you now, just that I know. Mr. Frank, I know you. Is it possible for a human being to deceive you?
Well, you know, I'm crazy.
Unless you,
I might not
unless
be a good example.
You just want to laugh or you want to just play along. It's not that you now, human being, born of a woman can deceive you. Mm. For the little I know you.
So
this Obi is wiser than all these things they are doing.
So Obi is not a betrayal.
He's my president. He's my presidential candidate. I'm waiting for May 29 when he will be sworn in because he have no competitor. Nobody is challenging him.
Well, no, there are other candidates on the. They might not be your candidate, but they're. It's okay. It's fair game as long as you know there are other candidates. There are other candidates. You know what? You've spoken real good, and I thank you very much for calling me. That was something. WhatsApp.
All right. Good afternoon, Joyce. Nigerians forget that to take a political post, you have to be a politician. And as politicians, everything is all about interest. Before I support you as a politician, brother or no brother, you must be able to convince me that my interest will be protected. All this talk from Soludo is for Peter Obi to come to the table of negotiations.
Might not even be you. It might just be that as a trader, we didn't think you were capable of moving ants in one straight line. And here you have a people who have a mantra, and that maybe that in itself. I mean, you have to understand it psychologically. Soludo says you can't win, and that's how you start a fight. Well, for me at least. You know, like, it's like, wait, no, don't say that. But maybe politically, clout is required, money is required, and maybe something else. And Peter was dry land, incapable of all that was required to emerge a leader. And so it seems as though this, all of this noise you, obedience, are making, whom he refers to, well, he refers to the movement. And maybe the way the obedient people go at other people who do not have faith in what they believe in as Hitler. And that is such a weighty thing. He doesn't quite appear to be. I even want to forgive him before he apologizes for that one, because that's like, I don't know whether you really want to evaluate this sentence again. Yeah, I think you should. We're going to go to WhatsApp.
Joyce, the frustration of Soludo is that he wants Obi to join him in creating a regional political bloc.
Okay.
Which is not feasible, but was disappointed because Obi is full-fledged Nigerian, not a Southeasterner, Oguchukwu from Ota.
Okay. Well, what was that sentence again? Regional bloc, like a political party that represents that region, right?
Yeah.
That was also what one would be able to. I think I also extracted that from the write-up, and it's not happening. So I want to hear what other Nigerians think. Obiha says, I'm running as a Nigerian for all of Nigeria. So I saw a clip yesterday. He says, the amount of oil we're told that we consume cannot be. He compared Nigeria to Pakistan and says, yet Pakistan uses a third of what we use as a country. Who's drinking your oil? I thought I found that very funny. But he seems to, at least if... he's condemned for saving. He might be able to save some oil. Telephone lines. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah. This is Obi and Soludo Saga.
Who's Uncle B?
You say?
Who's Uncle B?
No, I said Obi and
Oh,
Soludo
pardon
Saga.
Me. Go ahead. Yeah, sure.
Yes, I think... I don't want to blame people for being emotional about the comment that Soludo made.
Okay.
But I just want us to still look into this, what Soludo is trying, the sense he's trying to make about this.
Okay.
I think when we look at PDP as a party, you know, the co-founder and every other thing that PDP is today, I mean, we can say PDP is clearly, you know, belongs to the Northern. And when we look at...
I don't think so now. I didn't see you in Lagos. Are you joking?
Yes, I mean, that is why they can maneuver the party the way they want.
No, I think that's politics. Politics is about maneuvering, but I don't. Yes. But there are PDP people all over the country.
I know. They have grown to that level, but the core, you know, the core. Engineer under the PDP now. I think we can say if they are something else. Okay. Let me continue. Okay. AD now, coming from AD, AC, APC now. Uh-huh. I think they have a face, and the face is like Yoruba face party. So what Sunday is trying to, the sense is trying to make now is, avoiding the fact that Obi can win under Labour Party or not, I think ABGA has a ground. They have a structure than Labour Party because they are already ruling.
Yeah, but he set a limitation on Obi. So do you think Obi should have remained under that limitation?
You must
consider it now. No. You know why? You must consider it.
But I don't think it's limitation. Permit me to say that.
Ah.
I don't think it's limitation. He is speaking as a politician from the ground of like, trying in its wide scope of reasoning concerning within the political sphere. I think he's trying to look at it
Is it possible that he could be wrong? Is it possible? Hold on, I have to go. Is it possible that Soludo could be wrong?
I don't think it's. He only wants the Eastern to have a political face.
Is it possible that Soludo could be wrong?
He might be wrong.
Thank you very much for calling. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. For efficient and clean audio. Right back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Worthy of Note, where it can be objective or subjective, or as we have it today, it could actually be both. It's objective on one hand and then subjective on the same hand. Welcome, 4 minutes past 2 p.m. My name's Joyce. I think the second topic really fits perfectly with the first. We're going to try to describe a person by social standards of what a good person is, or what how society perceives or judges a person to be of worth, of good, worthy of regard. Yeah, I think it's fundamental the way we judge things, because what is evident the way we see politics play out right now is you see how people judge a candidate worthy of something, worthy of regard, reference, worthy of a vote. And many people are not thinking. Like, I've even met people who couldn't be bothered with the activity of thought. As long as the crowd is going left, it's all right. I'll wear a t-shirt and I'll be out. And go left. Maybe be frontline left. That's a message here worth reading.
As he wants to be anonymous, Joyce, for the avoidance of sentiments and emotional temperaments from those who cannot read in between the political writings in political equation and permutations, I personally would have loved to have Peter Obi the president of Nigeria come 2023, but unfortunately the political equations on ground does not support the possible realization of that. As it stands today, Peter Obi is a futuristic president of Nigeria, other things being equal. He's not going to win in the coming election because there's so much work for him to do in order for him to be adequately positioned for the office of the presidency in Nigeria.
Thank you very much for your message. You prefer to be anonymous, and that's actually fantastic. So here, so you again have repeated that he can't win. And there's something about assumptions that sometimes are right and sometimes wrong. And interestingly, or will I even say coincidentally, the last caller before the break, I asked him, is it possible for Soludo to be wrong? And I'm even speaking specifically to the part where Soludo says, I wanted him to run on ABGA as president, and I knew he couldn't win, and I said that to his surprise, that he couldn't win. And so it does quite appear that quite a handful of people of the social, the political opinion, that some things need to be in place for some things to happen. So maybe there needs to be like a sort of a setup of a sort. So it's not maybe in the minds of these people possible that a sudden emergence of something that can be banked on the sheer will of a people can emerge. So say, for example, let's use Atiku for example. Now, some people are going to say, I think I read a tweet who said, Atiku doesn't do social media. He's on the field. And he said, goes on to say, like, he could take us by surprise. Now, one candidate I would say is not much of, I mean, his crowd on social media isn't quite like that, would be, for example, Atiku, right? Are you saying that it's not possible that on the sheer will of the people that, you know, he can emerge, given that if the noise is anything to go by, if the buzz is anything to go by? So I think it's worth thinking about, but we've done a very good job of trying to separate what might be political intent from the undertone of the political write-up. And one would be a certain level of faith that was placed on Obi by Soludo, which is rather obvious. And it would appear that Soludo has faith, but not so much faith in Obi as Obi has in himself. And therefore, it would take courage for Obi to step outside what has been placed on him as a borderline. It seems as though, well, and it's funny because the obvious reality suggests that, at least according to opinion, that it's not possible for him to emerge a winner. But that's only an opinion. And an opinion's hardly worth a teaspoon of table salt. Because maybe what is better than an opinion would be the sheer determination of something that transcends an idea that's not as solid as a wheel. That's one, too. Obi has to step outside, or he had to step outside of the confines that he was placed on, or the confines placed about him. So Obi has more faith, it would appear, than Soludo has in him. So that's one. So let's segue into another conversation. The way we measure people, let's talk about the way we measure people, because maybe there is some correctness to our observation, or there's some flaw to our observation. And so there are many things that we judge in society today, and I think a good place to start would be how we judge what a good person is in society today. Because if you read the Soludo write-up, he thinks, in fact, towards the end of the write-up, he mocks those who took like clips of his 2021 debate and says that poverty actually doubled under Obi. It's like, hold on, maybe we need to follow his school of thought, because we have him in patches, we have him in pieces all over the place. Now he's saying something else. He's saying, well, no, well, poverty doubled under Obi and kind of reduced under Obi. I know it's like, oh, okay, maybe we're not paying clear enough attention. But it would appear, at least from the debate which I watched, he was saying that Obi did good. I played you the audio. You know, it's like, well, Obi did good. But he would like to withdraw that compliment, if that's what we can call it. So 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. It does quite appear that a person must hold themselves to something higher than an opinion. Peradventure, the opinion changes. Can you see the trick in this topic? I think this is going to take like 2 weeks. But let's begin. How do we judge people? So, for example, Obi has more faith in himself than Soludo has in himself. So he comes out, he leaves ABGA, he leaves PDP, he goes to like, until Obi emerged, I didn't even know that, I think I knew it, but you know how you don't know something? Yeah, the Labour Party. And then, you know, now, you know, it's quite a conversation. There's some activity happening at the Labour Party thanks to this guy who had something called faith, right? Good. But in the absence of believing in himself, or believing in something rather virtuous that supersedes opinion, then every other thing else informs character, what people think of you. So, welcome to the conversation on language and interpretations. My name's Joyce. How do we judge a good person today in society? Welcome, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the conversation. Hello, good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Chris.
Welcome, Chris. Go ahead.
And we've been trying to say something. I want to comment about Soludo and Obi.
Well, we're going psychological now, because it's language and interpretations. And for time, we're trying to figure out how we judge people in society. Now, if you want this OBGS, we have to wait for the oracles to speak. Then I bring the conversation back, because right now,
I myself, I'm an oracle. I don't wait for any oracle to speak.
No, I'm talking, you know, like the Igbos now have taken Soludo before the oracles. It's like, we have to wait for the oracles to send.
I just want to make it point.
No, I'm sorry. No, we're on to another conversation. I sincerely do apologize. Let's talk about how society judges people. Hello, good afternoon to you.
It's coming.
Okay.
A good person in this era is a person that has
discipline and character. That is half value and self-worth. That is a philanthropist and is an activist. A good person is, for example, like a God who told us in the Bible that it is only man that will woo a woman. Not that it is until John will woo a man. It is written.
You can't help yourself. You're leaking. Your weakness is leaking. You're leaking out. Don't worry about it. Just defend yourself. A girl can speak for herself. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't need defense. I'm good. Telephone lines. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Language and Interpretations.
Hello.
It's good to have you.
This is Joyce.
Welcome, Joy. Thank you for calling.
You know, even that Soluzo, I've already concluded that even though if you run on Aga, he will fail. And that one is not a good thing at all. Somebody that go into business, you say, okay, let's go into this business, you are going to fail. Will that person follow you? He cannot. Because already he himself have concluded that he was going to be a failure. That thing made the children of Israelites, most of them, not enter the promised land. Go and spy this land. He said there are giants there. Even though APC is a giant, PDP is a giant.
Okay.
Hello?
Thank you.
Hey, if they are giants, will you look at them as a giant? With God, you can take them down. That is it.
All right. Thank you. So, I know, it interlocks very good, the second conversation to the first, how we judge people. I want the conversation to pick up before I interject, but maybe it's also good to interject at this point that is it possible for a person to be what is good, but that good, quote unquote, is against public perception or it is perceived wrongly by society? Because you can look, I mean, people, if I had money and I gave you 100,000, you would say I was good. Is that, for example, a criteria? Because by social perception, the giver is good. My mother used to tell me in Igbo that there's a parable in Igbo that says, "Haribo onyenganga hakwoyo nyoma." I got that one. When they eat out the arrogant, they call him a good person. So if you know it better, maybe you can help out. Welcome to the show. So how does society judge good people? Because it just seems as though Obi believes in something other than what is perceived of him, for example. And so in society, we have an idea of what a good person is. So let's talk about what a good person is. It's Language and Interpretations. Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Hello.
Joyce, I've cried, honestly.
Look, my phone line, I know you have. The phone line's been ringing. I sincerely do apologize, but I can only manage time.
Yeah, how this society good people, and let me go for the Holy Ghost. He says, if the righteous are in power, people rejoice. And if the wicked are in power, people suffer, if you will. And let me put it side by side, Joyce. Allow me. Someone, for example, you are in power, you steal a lot of money, and you hand over the money to somebody else. And the other one, you know, he borrowed.
Mm-hmm.
And it developed everywhere with the one he borrowed. So who are the... Now, at the end of the day, people will tell you that the one that borrowed has spent the money to develop everywhere.
Mm.
That one is a good man. Because at the end of the day, we are made to understand that you develop like infrastructure.
No, hold on. Let me meet you halfway. Solu just gave an example. He said that there was poverty in Anambra and Peter Obi was saving money.
Thank you very much. No, you know, you put the red flag. So I'm trying my possible best just to, you know, that's the topic. Because if you want to go back again.
No, don't go back. I just give you something to help your thought.
If you look at it very well, is that we have a governor in Lagos State that he borrowed. Lagos State is the highest in terms of borrowing.
Okay.
And if you put it side by side, it's one of the best governor that ever ruled Lagos State.
Okay.
There is nowhere you will go to be sincere. You will see his presence. But he borrowed a lot. But there is one that saved a lot of money. And the person you even handed over the money to, you don't know his heart. And do you remember that the person he handed over the money to, he brought another person to contest against that person?
This
is neither here nor there. Please, I don't want to join issue with the supporter.
You.
They are too toxic. Thank you.
Wait. Who did you just call toxic? Nigerian Ifo people are not toxic, regardless of who they support. And look, the people whom you're calling toxic, really, are you a youth? I think I've spoken to many youths who look at the future and they call it bleak because, one, you can't plan, two, you can't dream. And so the average Nigerian is living in this country one day at a time. Like, you don't even have the luxury of a dream. You can't say. So remember growing up, and I want to correct this. I think that what we're calling people or a group of persons, we're saying Hitler, we're saying this and we're saying that. Maybe we need to evaluate what the problem is. Poverty is not only financial. So poverty can first, and it's easiest when it's financial. The moment it sips into your blood and touches your mind, it alters, it starts to even alter your gene. It's no play. So when people say they have no future, they and then they're trying to see how they can snatch any kind of hope, it's almost like a desperate measure. And so maybe what's necessary to really allow for peace to reign is to extend some sympathy. So regardless of who's running, every man who's running must run for the people so it doesn't get worse than it already is. When you say toxic, have you been to the hospitals? I was speaking to a doctor yesterday and I said, I want to have a neurosurgeon on Nigeria Info to talk about epilepsy. And he says, well, they're scarce and the ones that I know have left the country. You have a country of over 200 million people and your neurosurgeons are so scarce, you don't think that should give you a high blood pressure? Just hearing that from me on radio? Let's quantify the consequence of the lack of the basics, just that. And you realize how it can be frightening. And then if today is your last day to put out your energy for a chance at something, then you tend to want to give it everything. And maybe this is what it looks like when people are just trying to touch hope. So let's be sympathetic. I think that's exactly what I can say. Let's be sympathetic to and extend the sympathy. And hopefully whoever wins is a president for all of Nigeria, the northern children who are on the streets, who can't go to school, who are poor in a country so rich. Yeah, that. All right. Where were we? How do we judge good people? Who are the, how do you estimate, how do you scale someone? You look at Joyce, you think, well, Joyce is a good person. Well, you perceive something, right? So how? If I look at you, what am I looking at? Welcome to the show. Let's talk. It's Language and Interpretation. Hello. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Hi. My name is Eken. I'm calling from Ojibwe.
Thank you.
Yeah. I've been listening to what people are saying about the comments and the solution and Peter. And we now, the question is, you're asking how do we quantify a man of, you know, a good man? Now, what I want to say is this.
A good person,
A good person. Mm. He or she must be a person that is not tribalistic in whatever he is doing. You should carry people along. Let people know what you want to do. Don't take decisions in your hand. A good person must be someone that makes people to realize the reason why he wants to do whatever he wants to do. For instance, let me use Lagos State as an example. It's the most populated, let me try this, the most populated area in Nigeria. Now, does it mean that the governor is not trying? No. But irrespective of that, there is still, let me use this word, hunger.
That's not a Lagos thing now. That's everywhere.
So, there is, that's something I'm saying. There is still hunger. So, looking at it in that aspect, you know, he cannot reach everybody at the same time.
But oh, okay. Yeah.
That does not mean that he is not a good person.
All now, right.
Looking at what Soludo said, that P2B cannot win election, or neither can he win when he contends in Abga.
if you look at it, people look at it that ABGA is an Igbo political party. So to me, if he didn't step out of that, he needs to come where people
All right, thank
will recognize.
You. Thank you. So we kind of left that conversation. Let's read this one on WhatsApp.
Yeah, this person just says, a good person in Nigeria is someone that has big money. John from Unilag.
John, why wouldn't you be serious with this conversation? But, you know, John has a point. It seems as though, one, we are attracted to people who have money. Two, when they give us money, we call them good. You know, that's if you look at corruption in Nigeria, you say that's exactly the mentality. It's if I'm benefiting from corruption, it's the grace of God. It's the, you know, there was a miracle. There was this kidnapper who nobody knew he was a kidnapper, right? But he's on Instagram and he's shouting. He was just yelling, hustle, hustle, hustle. He was like, and you know, and he puts the dollar in the air and he's yelling. Then one day he was arrested and he became sober. And you know, when spirit leaves them, but everybody who that guy has given money to has called him a good person. Everybody. Maybe now that's... Even now, even if he sends them money from prison, he's a good person. Next caller, Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info's Language and Interpretations. We're trying to interpret Hello. What's good. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm with you. Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
Oh, I've been calling.
I'm sorry. Like, the phone lines have been ringing. I sincerely understand.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You've been lecturing. It's all right. Rebecca is here from South Africa.
No lecturing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Perception of people depends on, is subjective to me.
Okay.
It depends on your values. If you are the kind of person that sees money as the would-be and be-all, of course, you would view a man that throws money around as your hero, regardless of how that money was made. If you're a tribalistic person, you will see somebody who operates from a tribal platform as your hero. So perception of people, okay, I make bold to say, depends on what you, your values, what
well,
you
on what the observer values.
Exactly.
Hold on, your father's son. Wait, I'm going off on a break. I need that line that you just gave to me. God bless you. Look, I'll be right back.
Well, that was good.
So, let's talk.